Taste of Ireland with Visit Belfast. It's time to uncover Belfast, a city alive with arts, music, festivals and world-class attractions. Visit Belfast.com.
On Dublin's easy place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to A Taste of Ireland with our new Belfast Uncovered series. And I'm delighted to be joined this evening by a very interesting guest, Melanie Harrison, the owner and, as she told me early, proprietress of the Harrison Chambers of Distinction here in Belfast. Melanie, very nice to see you again.
Oh, I'm delighted to be with you, Ed.
Wonderful to see you. Melanie, I suppose a lot of people would run a mile from running a hotel, I suppose, and they would think you're mad because there's a lot of work involved, but you have set up this very interesting sort of unique concept. I know you have got so many awards already, and you know it is a very special place. Just before all that, where did you start out in life? Tell us a little bit about, you know, what you did before you came to the hotel here.
Yeah, well, funny you're saying about the different awards. I was called by the Times last week delightfully bonkers, which I will take as a compliment, because that's my aim. So yeah, I've done every sort of job under the sun. I suppose I trained as a food scientist, but it was only a way to travel around the world. I've lived in so many countries. I've lived in New Zealand, I've lived in the States, I've lived in France, Luxembourg, lived down in Devon for a while. And really, I suppose the love of travel and also the love of Belfast has led me to do this. When I come home, people are a bit down on Belfast. I find people who live here, what are you doing back here? But I want to really show how amazing Belfast is. I want to showcase all the fantastic people who have come from here, the amazing talent, the amazing craft, amazing architecture. All that's good about Belfast, really. And there's so much to uncover and see, and so much hidden Belfast.
Yeah, I mean, you were telling me earlier there before we came on air that you went around India all in by yourself. I mean, I don't think I'd even do that, to be honest. But I mean, very no worries. You were never in any fear of anything. But you went all over the place. And the food scientist thing, of course, would be, I suppose, India would be a great place for that as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, I just get a real thrill out of adventuring on my own. I've travelled all around India, did all the trains, and I backpacked around from Argentina right across Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, diving the Galapagos with hammerhead sharks. And I definitely love that wee bit of adventure and spice of life. And I just think people say, oh, is it not dangerous? But I do believe that wherever you go, you meet great people all over the world. You'd be on a train in India, a family are sharing their lunch with you. You know, you get to really find out about their lives. And the great thing is, as well, whenever people are coming here from all over the world, I know a little bit about many of the countries because I've travelled a lot. So that makes them feel more welcome, I feel. And I've never anything bad has happened to me, only good, you know. And the other thing about being here is it's the next best thing to travelling, because I get to hear everybody's stories. You know, this is just a hub of stories.
Yeah, it's interesting that, isn't it? The special thing that, I mean, Belfast has in terms of, I suppose, what we're doing with this series is really looking at other sides of Belfast from the you know, the usual normal touristy stuff. But it's interesting how a lot of the guests I've been talking to all gravitate back here. It's very strange. Even like you're talking about Argentina, Peru, interesting countries there. And yet Belfast seems to, you never seem to get bored when you come back here. It seems it has something very special, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's so many layers to Belfast, I think. And I mean, yes, I get all these people from all over the world. It's fantastic now. You know, we've really opened up. The international guests are coming back. But it's really surprising. Like whenever it was lockdown, you know, open and closed, you get people even coming, you know, from across the road to stay or just down the street. But a lot of my rooms are like, so maybe like the Hans Sloane room or the Anthony Trollope room or different things. They don't know a lot about these people or all about their history or why they're connected to Belfast. So it's nearly like a little experience and a tour in itself. You don't know what's going to, every door is a little surprise and a little story behind it. So it doesn't matter whether you're from near or far. There's so much to uncover about Belfast. I think because we were just very modest people, we don't shout it from the rooftops. I mean, Sloane Square in London is called after a local man. we don't really know about him, but he's everywhere in London. So we need to celebrate Belfast and get this word out there and get people to come and see.
If we could just go, I suppose, to the beautiful Victorian building that we're in here this evening. I mean, when did you first set your eye on this and when did you say, oh, that's the one?
Well, I was really lucky enough to get next door. I live next door. And that was offices. Well, originally, like there's really rich history behind these buildings. First of all, there were a row of Victorian merchants' buildings. All the very great and the good of Belfast at the time, all with their own stories. And then they changed into like apartments. At one time, it was Bachelor's Row. All the legible young bachelors, all everybody wanted to bag one of the guys who lived in one of these apartments. And then it just turned all offices over the 60s, 70s, 80s, right up to the 2000s. And then what I did was I restored next door into a house that I live in with my two sons. And as soon as this insurance company, they outgrew, you know, there was just, they needed to have bigger modern offices. I knew exactly what my vision was. And everyone thought I was bonkers and they didn't know what on earth I was doing. This mad woman doing this and that or whatever. But I just stayed true to the vision and I'm really delighted how it has turned out. I'm not an interior designer and a lot of people said, you can't do this, you're not a designer. And even people walked away from me and said, but all, I said, it's not supposed to be interior designed. It's a collection of stories. It's a collection of, it's nearly like a little storybook. And what I've just really, it's the essence of the characters that I'm trying to get across in each room, just all of the different personalities.
When you say you're not an interior designer, it's a total lie, of course, because the place is just, the style and the taste here is, you know, it's just dripping with all of that. And again, it's a mix of this beautiful, I suppose, if you were to describe it to people, what would you call it? I saw in all the accolades, bohemian, bold toll, and, you know, but just beauty everywhere, even the wallpapers that you have and the finish. It's every room is different.
Yeah, I suppose I haven't really consciously, it's all very subconscious. It's just everything that I like. What do I want to do? I want to have a bath in my bedroom. I want to have breakfast in bed. I want to have a big bay window to look out. I want to have rooms with characters. I want to have beautiful beds. What do I like? So if I like it, hopefully then other people like it. And, well, they have. So I've been fortunate enough to get fantastic reviews from a guest. It's really attracting, you know, the right people that I think, you know, often, you know, more and more often now, people are leaving now. They're getting a hug.
Yeah, I remember.
Free hugs.
Yeah, and it was funny actually when you opened up here, going back to when COVID, the regulations eased up here with restaurants and bars. And I remember when I was up with you, there was 15 Southern Reg cars, you'd say, in the car park here. It was like an invasion at that time. Do you remember?
But it was great because a lot of these people who, you know, because you usually go on away, you know, maybe jetting off to Paris or Rome or whatever the weekend, you couldn't do it. So they're coming to Belfast. And then, oh God, we've never been to Belfast and they loved it. And I think that's what gives me great joy when people come and then they, you know, they open their eyes to what we have to offer here and, you know, the food offering, the entertainment. And I just think actually the friendliness of the people, we just take it for granted. This is just the way we are. But the novelty of people coming here hasn't worn off us. We're so grateful for people. And I think even like the tour guides, whenever you go on a tour, they're passionate about it. It's not just a job, it's a vocation and they really want to showcase.
Yeah, and that was I was cut across. That was very interesting what you said, because you were saying to me that those people that came up that had never been up, that would have been away in Spain or Portugal, and, you know, things open up again now, of course they will. But discovering that, I suppose, Belfast was something that they'd never realised, and the fact that they, you know, now repeat business and coming back again and again. It was a great, I suppose, it was a silver lining, wasn't it, really, of the whole COVID thing for Belfast?
It really was. I mean, this sort of, you know, the border that used to exist, people are just realising we're just down the road. Jump in the car an hour and a half. You're here, door to door, and it's easy. So I think that, and we've had people back and back again, repeat business. So
yeah, and I think as well what you were saying earlier about how, you know, all these wonderful, colourful, gorgeous places that you travel to. I mean, you know, I've seen beautiful programmes about Peru, and the one thing that resonated with me was the colours. And it seems to me like you have brought all of that into mm-hmm. one place here. It's almost like it's like some amazing creation from all of the different places you've been, because just the beautiful vibrancy and colours everywhere. It's amazing what travel can do. You brought all that to one place.
Well, yeah, I always feel really invigorated when I come back. And I think it's subconscious. You know, you can't sort of see when I've looked up, people go, oh, this is very French. I said, oh, I lived in France for a couple of years. Maybe that's eked in. Even things like, you know, when I go down the canal in Amsterdam, you know, you see into people's houses the beautiful lighting. So I've incorporated the lighting in. So, you know, it's as attractive from the outside as it is on the inside. You always pick up little ideas and what people are doing, and, you know, it just enhances it all. And as you say, well, I love colour, as you can see.
Yeah.
There's not a beige or a grey wall in here, is there?
No. And I mean, you know, I suppose, you know, it's to be seen, to be experienced, really. But fantastic. The bohemian idea, or the boutique ceremony idea, a lot of places call themselves boutique hotels now, you know, and you might have your own ideas on that. But this, I think, really is a boutique hotel.
really is.
I mean, what would you say to somebody, you know, what would you, I suppose, would be, you know, what are the boxes you have to tick in your opinion when you were creating this to fulfill that sort of idea of something very special, I guess?
Are you asking me what sort of guests like it? Is that what it is?
Well, no, I suppose just, you know, what, you know, when you were creating this idea of a boutique hotel, you know, what would, for yourself, like what makes that criteria? What is a boutique hotel, if you like?
Well, to be really honest, when I was creating this, everything was just really from the heart. It was really just, you know, stuff that I didn't really have a pigeonhole. I didn't have a box. I was just going with it. And really, it was the customer was at the very centre of it. What do I think? So I didn't really mind what I was called. I wouldn't mind if it was called a shed or a hotel or a garage or a, you know, anything. I don't really mind about it, but I suppose it is very confusing for guests when they think they're getting a boutique hotel and then they're at a big chain. So, I'm going to have to come up with another category, aren't I? I don't know. I'll have with the TNI to see if I can get a new category created for the Harrison.
Well, I think the Chambers of Distinction is pretty unique. I mean, I haven't heard that before.
We made it up. My friend Ross and I, who did the branding, because what is it? You know, and everybody was obsessed with what is the title of this thing. I said, an Airbnb you're doing, or what is this thing that you're doing? And then Ross and I just put a tongue in cheek and a bit of crack. We went, it is Chambers of Distinction. And then they went, what is that? Well, come and see for yourself. You know, it's open to interpretation. So it's like, if people are too worried about what the title is, maybe it's not the place for them.
I think you're right.
Come and be experimental. Yeah. Come with an open mind. Brilliant. Enjoy it, experience it, and you'll find out what it is when you're here.
Well, I'm very intrigued now to ask you, Melly, what your first choice of music is this evening.
Well, my first choice would have to be Van Morrison, Madam George. I love that song so much. And I think that Van Morrison, yes, his music is fantastic, but the lyrics that he's written about Belfast and, well, all of Northern Ireland and, you know, all of these places, it's really brought it to life. And, you know, there's people all over the world, you know, Americans especially, and just love these lyrics and love the sound. So I think he's really a bit of a poet, and I love the song.
Taste of Ireland with Visit Belfast. It's time to uncover Belfast, a city alive with arts, music, festivals and world-class attractions. Visit Belfast.com.
On Dublin's easy place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome back to A Taste of Ireland. That was a lovely Van Morrison tune there, Melanie. And I'm sure he'd be delighted to know that there's a room called after him here in the Chambers of Distinction that is the Harrison Hotel.
Well, I hope he'd be delighted. I haven't told him yet.
Have you offered him a little stay? No.
No. I haven't.
Well, you know, he loves doing little gigs in hotels and things. You know, he does a lot with the different hotel groups.
Well, that's right, he has, and the Europa and everything. I think maybe I might be too small for the crowd that he would attract. Maybe you could do a wee private gig for me in the lounge.
Absolutely. Just on that, by the way, very interesting. When you were putting the whole idea here together, I mean, for people that, when they would come here, they'd notice, I suppose, that all the rooms are called after different, some famous people, some would be not so well known. Could you just tell us a little bit about the inspiration on that and the different offerings that you have here, from your suites, I suppose, to your sort of more normal rooms?
Well, I've just sort of chosen people that I'm drawn to, and they're not necessarily well known. I'm drawn to sort of the literary, arty types. Surprise, surprise. So we have, you know, Bronte, the father was from County Down here. He was called Pronte before he went off. With the Jonathan Swift, he saw the outline of the lion, outline of the giant in the mountains, and came up with the Gulliver's Travels out of that. We have Anthony Trollope, who wrote his first novel here. And then we've got the painters next door to each other, Lavery and Connor. You can go and see all their paintings over in the museum across the road. There's loads of stories as well. You can do a bit of trail around that. C.S. Lewis, of course, that's a very well-known one. You can do a bit of a C.S. Lewis trail. We've got guides who specialise in that, all about his life here. Some exceptions would be just interesting people, such as Hans Sloane. So Sloane Square in London is called after this man who invented chocolate. So I don't know whether I love or hate Hans Sloane for that delicious calorific treat. And then another very interesting lady, Denise Austin, who the movie Zoo is called after. She rescued an elephant from the zoo during the war, kept it in her mother's backyard for the whole time, a secret in this terrace house. So eccentric people, interesting people, people that there's a really nice story to. People love to find a little story in their room when they're staying, and then they can go home and tell people, oh, guess what I found out, and guess where I was staying. It's nice to be able to tell people, how was your weekend? And you go back to work or back to your family with a little story, you know, facts that, you know,
I was going to say there was, I very much enjoyed the Ruby Murray room, and you have the beautiful old record player with her, the old vinyl records. And I mean, when I was chatting to Charlotte Dryden there recently, she was telling me Ruby Murray sold something like more records than Michael Jackson and someone else put together. She was huge, but that was a very nice treat. And again, it's almost like you're taken back in time, really. And a huge, famous daughter of Belfast, of course.
Yeah, she actually had 5 hits in the top 20 at the one time, and no one has ever beaten her. Now, things might be very different to Spotify and all the rest, but, you know, back in the 50s, she was the darling of the music halls in London. She was top in the London Palladium, and her name lives on through, if you go to London, Ruby Murray's a curry, and people still use her name.
That's not something you'll get, Melanie, when you go into, I suppose, what we would call more mainstream hotels. So I suppose for people that want something special, when you're on the leafy suburbs of the Malone Road here, and yet you're like 15 minutes walk into the centre. Lovely location here. A very posh, some people would say, I suppose.
Oh, yes, we're very posh, Ed. We're not too posh.
Yeah, but a fabulous location, a really nice place to stay, isn't it? Lovely part of Belfast. And you're minutes away from Queen's University and, of course, the Botanic Gardens, Ulster Museum, which is free to go into. You were talking about the museums across the road. When people come here, do they get you to put a whole itinerary together for them?
I love doing the itineraries because everybody's different, aren't they? So, you know, I wouldn't just have a one-fits-all itinerary. You can very quickly get to know what, you know, people's tastes are. So, you know, we've got the lovely Lyric across the road, where, of course, Liam Neeson started his career. They have all these amazing things there. So, you know, you might send somebody to the theatre, maybe the Opera House is nearby. You might send people to different sort of music venues. Belfast is a city of music this year, and I think a lot of people who stay here are music lovers, of all genres, whether they're going down to the Ulster Hall to listen to the orchestra or listen to a gig. They want to go to the Limelight, the Empire Music Hall. We've so many amazing
Yeah, the Ulster
music.
Hall, of course, where we all know now Led Zeppelin played their first ever Stairway to Heaven. Do you remember?
That's right.
Well, I say, do you remember? I mean, you probably
weren't. Well, I don't remember, but I do know that fact.
Very nice trivia there. But for yourself now, you know, over the years, Melanie, how have you noticed the changes? Like, has it been kind of monumental, really, since you've been here now, when you've come back, like the whole change has happened here?
Oh, it's unrecognisable. It's just going from strength to strength all the time. Well, when you go back to the dark old days, when there was nothing in the city centre, I think we had about one or two restaurants down there, and that was it. And yeah, very, very few places to go, and really nothing during the week. Now, oh my goodness, there's something every night of the week. I can't keep up with all of the things. I keep missing things. I go, oh my goodness, was that today? I didn't get to go. It's just fantastic. And all of these things as well, you know, very affordable. I mean, if you look at the Lyric there, if you book tickets, sometimes you can get tickets for like £10 for an epic show. I mean, the value's amazing. And it's even some of the gigs, really, really well-known musicians playing for free. You know, it's really affordable and really exciting, and it's just fantastic. I can remember during the week having nowhere to go, really being young, wanting to go out, and now, you know, you just can't fit it all in.
Yeah, I suppose when one of our guests there, Steve Thornton from the Belfast Giants, I mean, another huge draw up here, the Odyssey, of course, the Arena. I mean, now in terms of music acts and concerts, massive. Things like Titanic, I suppose, Melanie, Game of Thrones, The Fall. You've had lots of, I can see why, I suppose, here this hotel would resonate with creative people, but you get lots of film and TV and artists and actors coming here. Has that been just a massive, Belfast seems to have just become this massive magnet for all of this?
Yeah, it's great. It's just bubbling with creativity. And yes, we have lots of very talented and famous people come from all over the world, but the people here as well, I mean, you know, what they're achieving and what they're putting out there, really getting recognised for it. And I said, you know, people are very modest, you know, they're staying here or visiting here, and, you know, you'd never know until you got chatting to them and you're like, you're blown away by what they're doing.
And have you met now loads of interesting people? I mean, I know you've a lot of friends in that sort of in the thespian world as well, of course. But is it fabulous? Is that just always fresh for you? I mean, is it always something exciting?
I love to hear people's stories. I mean, yes, we've got our leisure guests, but also we're the closest place to the American embassy. I love, you know, people are coming to get their visas and you're asking, where are they heading off to? Oh, for really wildly different reasons. All types of people from all spheres of life and all different countries. So we not only have, you know, and we're right on the Queen's campus here. I mean, right across the road, we've got School of Architecture, Ashby Building, Sonic Arts Centre, whatever. And the people who are coming over, visiting professors, people coming to stay, you know, and see their children, coming to conferences. They're all very interested in right too, you know, senior professors and professionals. I just love it. You know, you'd never get bored in this job.
Yeah, and Queen's University, of course, famous. I mean, it's again, just up the road there, we were chatting. I met a lovely professor here downstairs the other day, and he was telling me that he's a professor of architecture and Finnish cities. And just, I mean, he was saying the students here are very smart.
Yeah, really dedicated, focused. They want to do well. They're very ambitious. And it's a fantastic university, and I think it's a great place, actually. I get a lot of nervous parents coming and going, oh, you know, Johnny's looking to come here. Do you think he'd be all right? And going, it's a great city with a real sense of community. It's a village. Everybody knows everyone and everybody looks out for each other. So safe.
I did a very interesting thing the other day with Visit Belfast there. There was an audio tour that you can start from the Crescent, and you just, literally, I think it was only £8, and you have your audio, you download it on your phone, and it took you through the whole of sort of literary Belfast, and the Queens was included in it. But it was absolutely terrific. Now, it was very futuristic and very good, but I just thought to myself, wow, there's so much going on in terms of just making things easy for people as well. You know, and with COVID, I thought such clever way, you know, the things that have come out of it, that you can just now do a little tour with your own phone and your earphones, your earpods in. And this, COVID has done a lot of stuff, like, hasn't it? And they were very smart. I haven't seen that in any other city.
Yeah, it has opened up loads of opportunities.
There was a great place, the pantry.
Holohan's Pantry, is
Yeah, yes. The food there was great as
really
well.
Really good. I send a lot of people down there because we've got all our little specials. It's family-owned restaurant just down, and you can try box tea, the potato pancakes, and really nice, you know, gorgeous food. But they get to taste a bit of Belfast just down the street. We're really lucky. We have some of the highest end in Belfast, some of the highest end restaurants here. We have the Barking Dog next door. We've Blank downstairs. We've got Shoe round the corner. We've got Dean's at Queen's just on the doorstep too.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah,
I know.
We're
I was in Niall McKenna's place the other night, the James Street South, and they do a crab linguine starter and the steaks. I mean, and the champ. And just everything. And then we had those little espresso martinis, so I wouldn't be made. But that was actually quite nice. But the food was just, I mean, and it's consistently good, which is great, you know. But the quality of the food, of course, sourced locally. I know Peter Hannan's beef is famous, and you're spoiled for choice with
the food. We love our grub. Even in recession, people were still out having their steaks. We can't do without our really nice feeds up here. And all locally produced.
Great, Molly. Well, what have you chosen for us for your second choice of music this evening?
Well, talking about Belfast being the city of music, I would definitely say a good friend of mine, Terry Hooley, discovered the Undertones. Teenage Kicks would be their big song. And there's a good story behind that, is that John Peel, when he first heard this song, he said, "That song was so good, I'm going to play it again." And he played it back to back. And that's the first time that's ever happened in the whole history of the BBC. So I'd have to go for that.
A Taste of Ireland with Visit Belfast. It's time to uncover Belfast, a city alive with arts, music, festivals and world-class attractions. Visit Belfast.com.
On Dublin's easy place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome back to A Taste of Ireland, coming this evening from the lovely Chambers of Distinction here in Belfast with our new Belfast Uncovered series. And I'm with the lovely Melanie Harrison. Melanie, this has been a really interesting time for hospitality, I suppose, in terms of coming through COVID. And I suppose COVID is still with us, and, you know, we're still all living with it. But living with it we are now. And it was a pretty tough time for you, but I was here last week, the sun was shining, I'm up again, the sun is really shining, loads happening for the summer, I think, here in Belfast.
Yeah, and Botanic Gardens is back with its concert, that's right across the road from me. We've got, you know, people from my time, you know, the Specials, Simply Red, and then we've got some, you know, some more cooler bands like The National and people like that coming. So, I mean, that's fantastic. We have the Abbey Theatre touring down here with Translations, one of my favourite Brian Friel plays. That'll be amazing. Of course, you've got all the offerings from the Opera House and everything. So in this little neighbourhood, you know, we've plenty bubbling around. And then, you know, throughout, Belfast really is a city of festivals. So we've got great festivals going on. Cathedral Quarter always has amazing festivals down there. Great, lovely little quirky venues, great pubs.
Yeah, one that I actually got to see in between it, in a period when we actually opened up the Falls Park, some people call the lung of Belfast. And I did the whole James Connolly Centre there. It was very interesting about his time in America. You were talking earlier about C.S. Lewis. Went over there, of course, Narnia, the whole experience on the east side as well. That was really beautiful. But the walkways and the whole green areas, you talk about Botanic there as well.
Gardens. It's so amazing, isn't it?
How to see yesterday everybody sitting out on their rugs, having their, you know, lunch out, the sun shining, the beautiful Victorian glass house, of course, there. They've got all these gorgeous, exotic plants and, you know, fascinating stuff, though. And the Ulster Museum, of course, is free just beside that, free for everybody, with the ancient mummies and the dinosaurs and, like, you know, amazing the amount of stuff, even for families as well.
Oh, it's amazing for all ages in the museum. And as you say, it's free and you can go in and just have a little look around, or you could stay all day. There's always things to see in there. And just a little fact, actually, about that Victorian Palm House. That was the first instance of curved glass anywhere in the UK. We were before Kew Gardens in that regard.
Wow.
They copied us.
First.
They copied us, Evans.
Yeah, of course they did.
Kew Gardens ones. But we're right round the corner as well from... down the Lagan towpath there. It's a very short walk. You can go biking or walking down there. It's a nature reserve. So I've seen seals down there, all the gorgeous wildlife, beautiful Lagan meadows. I mean, we're surrounded by all these gorgeous things. Cave Hill Country Park, Red Hill Country Park, Ormo Park, Botanic Gardens, all of these beautiful green spaces. It's a really green city, so you can do outdoor things. And I know we were chatting there about you can go sailing because we're right in the sea. We can go out in the, you know, like family or couples can go on sailing days. The bike's really accessible. We've got loads of little, towpaths that people can get around the city.
Yeah, that was very interesting. That at the Following Seas, I think it was called, with the that beautiful yacht, the 49-footer. And I thought, you'd like, the Caribbean meets Belfast. You know, you sail out to Carrickfergus and over to Bangor, and you have your glass of Prosecco, whatever you like, lots of lovely food. That's a great, it's very posh as well. Your guests would love that.
It is, and I have to say, down at the Titanic Quarter, we are a city. I don't know how many quarters we have, but it's definitely more than four. Only Belfast could have more than four quarters. But even when it was dark and rainy in February, we used to go down, a couple of friends and I go down to that quarter and pretend it was Copenhagen, because it is really nice, even whenever the weather's not good. Yes, it's beautiful in days, you know, like these, where it's lovely and sunny and you can go out and champagne and yacht, but it's also, there's something gorgeous about that maritime mile, and there's just so many different, you know, sides to Belfast. You know, the maritime bit, the beautiful greenery. We're here in this Victorian conservation area with all these beautiful Victorian Georgian buildings. The Cathedral Quarter, which was called the Half Bap, because people could only order, you know, they could only afford half a bap in the days of the wee cobbly streets and the really edgy street art. I mean, it's so rich in all of those different, you're in the city, but so many different faces.
Yeah, and that's so true. And I mean, the interesting thing when you come in the evening there with the Belfast Hills in the background and the sunset that was there the other night, the red, it could have been Lanzarote or Tenerife. You know, it was so it looked so beautiful and sunny and warm and everything. It was really, really nice. And the Titanic Exhibition Centre, of course, which looks just like the bow of Titanic, red, and then Samson and Goliath, the yellow iconic figures. It was really like movie stuff. You know, it was gorgeous. I think people love that.
And speaking of that, have you seen the new movie, Belfast?
I have indeed. And I mean, isn't it fantastic?
You might as well have been sort of describing that opening scene, you know,
yes,
that Titanic,
yes,
as you were just saying.
Yeah.
You know, I just think it's going to be fantastic for Belfast when people see that and come, because that first 15 minutes is that Titanic and the cranes and the hills I really thought it was fantastic. Like, it captured it.
Yeah, we actually have, would you believe it, breaking news, we have one of the stars from that movie coming on now. Unfortunately, they got COVID, right? So it was postponed, but fingers crossed. We can't tell you yet, right?
In case.
But anyway, but we're looking forward to a chat about that, because, you know, that was another, I mean, you know, amazing. I mean, to have a movie called...
Jamie Dornan went to school just next door here at Methody.
Ah, very good.
So he's one of the stars of the movie. So he was just, and of course they filmed The Fall all around here. If you go into that Botanic Gardens, you'll see a lot of scenes that are very...
Yeah, that's incredible, isn't it? The Fall. That was something very, very good. I mean, that was a serious, that was a brilliant series. A huge amount of that, of course, happening up here as well. And indeed, I saw just last week Kevin Hart, the comedian, he just played a gig in the limelight.
Just down
and
the road.
Tickets were gone in 2 seconds.
And Lavery's just down the street there. You can just saunter down the road. He did a little surprise visit in there. And then he did another one in the Limelight, which is also a very small venue. Tickets sold out in 20 minutes. He's doing a heist movie here. I think it's called Lift. But this is happening all the time. Once upon a time, you know, that would have been just like the biggest news ever. There's just so many stars, so many actors, so many people. And NI Screen have put a lot of money into local filmmakers as well. I know a few people have been here doing some, you know, working from my lovely suites. Somebody was writing a lovely film screenplay the other week. Another writer was writing a play. Another person has been doing bits and pieces, little scraps of film editing, and some of the things.
It really so lends itself to that. I stayed once.
At those windows.
Yeah, amazing.
I'm not creative, but it would nearly make me want to write a novel.
It would. I was lucky enough to stay in the Pera Palace in Istanbul, the famous hotel, and Agatha Christie, of course, wrote stuff there. And one of your rooms, like some of your rooms here, very redolent of the Agatha Christie room in the Pera Palace. So you must go and see that. You'll think you're at home when you get there. Wonderful.
Hopefully there'll be no murder mysteries in this hotel.
I know. That's another question I'd love to ask you, but I suppose you can't tell me all the. I suppose you go through quite an interesting time of it with guests, don't you? Especially you know, with ups and downs. If you could do a reality series
on it. Ups and downs. I mean, I have to say, really, I'm really lucky with my guests. Like, I suppose it's attracting like an older, like it's really 40 plus in here. And I think we're all a bit long in the tooth for any drama, so they tend to be all very lovely. But obviously you get mad people, but I love a bit of madness, so I sort of embrace, let the freak flag fly high, I think.
Yeah, no, a lot of, I have to say, I know a lot of 40 pluses, and I, you know, they still think they're children, but anyway. Is it very difficult, Melanie, to keep it fresh all the time? Or, you know, I mean, you know, when you get up every morning, do you just love looking after people?
Yeah, and as you see, every time you come back, I've changed another room. you go, oh, I was in this room before. There's new furniture. What have you done?
Yeah, you know, yeah. No, the new bar is looking great anyway downstairs. Uh-huh. You call it an honesty bar. I think you're very brave.
Yes, maybe I should call it, a deception bar or something.
So I suppose, mainly for people that are discovering Belfast for the first time, or, you know, repeat for first time, what would you say to people that haven't been up before? Would you just say to them, look, this is tick off, you know, the usual this, or what would just come with an open mind, or what would your advice be?
I think you can come with an open mind and be quite spontaneous. I think one of the charms is that, you know, the different personalities. I've had journalists come from far and wide, and actually some of their best memories have just been the people who've been coming in and out, you know, the people that they've met. If you try to do too much of an itinerary, I think you miss the essence of it. Because, you know, if you take time to really hear people's stories and really experience things. If you go too fast at it and you just take, oh, to do Titanic and then I'll do this and then I'll do that, you know, I think really a lot of the best places will be, you know, the pubs and the music venues and, you know, really pleasant surprise. That's one thing about when people have come here, you know, for the first time, everyone's expectations have been blown away. You know, go, oh, well, we thought it would be good, but we didn't think it was going to be this good.
I know,
good.
Yeah. I send friends to the Dark Horse, you know.
Oh, yeah, across that bar.
Yeah, across from the Duke of York. And, I mean, the murals and the street art and the walls that they've painted behind it, and the way Willie Jack has put all the umbrellas. It's just, I think it's the most Instagrammable place I've been in years. I mean, it's just mind-blowing stuff. Now, I know we have Temple Bar in Dublin, but, you know, this is so intimate and beautiful. And the plants everywhere you go, I mean, in the gardens now, just, and the magnolia trees everywhere. I didn't realise Belfast had so many magnolia trees. And just, like, you feel that you're in this, like, little wonderland of sort of nature. And yet, as I said, the Dark Horse and those pubs there, the live music, of course, the Dirty Onion, that whole area, and not at all rough, Melanie, I have to say.
Yeah, it's all quite well-heeled, really. Yeah, as we call it, you have the term hallions, not too many hallions around.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yes, I love the dark horse because, well, it's sort of, we have a bit of a link actually with a couple of our rooms because we have the lovely Words of Yeats on the gates of the courtyard. We've got a Yeats room here. And also we have a beautiful oak tree planted by Seamus Heaney's family. We've got the Seamus Heaney room here. And one of the days I did meet Seamus's wife down there, gone down to look at the trees. We've got a little bit of a poem of one of Seamus Heaney's poems going round the tree. And then we've got all of the really good street art. And it all tells funny stories, all the tales of Belfast, all by tongue-in-cheek humour and really well done. So I definitely recommend that little secret courtyard. Yeah. And of course, the Dark Horse also has one of the Game of Thrones doors.
That's right, from the beech trees. Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, lovely bar. Absolutely beautiful inside with the copper tables and the interiors. So friendly.
Brilliant.
Go and ask for Stuart in there. He'll look after you.
Well, listen, Melanie, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you this evening. And thank you so much for uncovering your Belfast for us. If anyone heard a little snoring and a little noise there, by the way, that's Blue, the French poodle that's sitting on Melanie's lap, who's also a guest this evening on the show. And Blue was looking very relaxed there. Anyway, Melanie, what have you chosen for your last piece of music for us this evening?
Well, I think Blue here is having a little snore and a little sleep. And since this evening, I think I'll leave you with Softly, Softly by Ruby Murray, because I've got the Ruby Murray room, and this is a beautiful song. And I hope everybody enjoys it.